Thank you, Anna. That was beautiful. I'm just going to pray before I start. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to share some thoughts on how big you are, and help us to get a glimpse of you this morning so that we know we don't have anything to be afraid of. Amen. This sermon is kind of just some thoughts that have been in my mind for a few years now, actually. I guess, as you heard in the children's story, I probably struggled with being afraid quite a large part of my life. And not necessarily afraid of things, big things. I've never really had anything overly awful happen to me. But just afraid of little things, like things that, even things that can't actually hurt me. So I'm learning how to not be afraid in my own life, and it's been such a blessing to me that I thought I would share it in case it can help anybody else. I looked up fears on the internet, what people were, the biggest Britain's top fears in 2015, apparently. Number one was the fear of public speaking, which I don't have, actually, but that kind of surprised me, that that's the number one fear of the British people, the fear of public speaking. There's a fear of deep water, spiders, which I can relate to a little bit. I know we have some spider haters in the audience. Heights, confined spaces, needles. It's the only fear in the top 10 that actually causes physical pain, interestingly enough. Clowns, so it's happening now in the news, is kind of relevant to that number. Flying, blood, and snakes. But what interested me is none of the top 10 are really anything drastic. Like, people weren't afraid of things that I would consider awful catastrophes happening. They're afraid of the little things in life. And I think that's why the scripture reading today means a lot to me, because it says, do not be afraid about anything. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about the big, huge things that could happen or the little, tiny things. God doesn't want us to worry about anything. And the more I think about it, I think as Christians, the Bible tells us that they will know that we are Christians by our love. And it also says that perfect love casts out fear. And if you look at the world around us, almost all the major problems in the world today are due to fear. People are afraid of ISIS. They're afraid of immigration. They're afraid of not having a job. They're afraid of having a job. They're afraid of... But they're all based on underlying fears. If you analyze pretty much any sin, it all leads back to fear, the fear of being inadequate, the fear of not having enough money, the fear of, I can't think of another one right now, but they all come back to fear. And God doesn't want us to be afraid, because I think he knows that fear is the one place that Satan can get to us. And if Satan can get us to be afraid, he can render us totally ineffective for God. If we are afraid, we basically show the world that we don't actually believe what we say we believe, that we don't actually believe in a God that's bigger than this world if we give in to our fears. And there's an article that I found probably almost 2 years ago now that suggests that the greatest fear of the greatest false idol in Christianity today is actually fear. And it says that fear has become our idol. And I'm just going to read part of this. It says, it's as if everything has now become an imminent threat. Muslims, atheists, gays, the president, inner-city criminals, Hollywood, illegal immigrants, the government, school hallways. The world outside the church is broadly painted as a vile, immoral war zone, with God's people hopelessly outnumbered and outgunned. Though they loudly, repeatedly, and confidently proclaim Christ as Lord, in reality they no longer practice faith in a God that has any real power, any true control, and inherent godness. They seem to have little more than a neutered figurehead deity who doesn't seem to be able to handle much at all anymore. So when you're not sure that God is in control, this man goes on to say, you become a self-appointed crusader of the truth whose mission is to do the holy work of policing the world, just in case God can't or won't. You spend a lot of time calling out evil, forecasting disaster, and predicting damnation. When fear is your God, you start majoring in exterior sin management. You slowly yet ultimately turn all of your attention to the things in other people that you're certain really make God angry, and you make it your sacred business to modify their behavior in the name of Jesus. When your God isn't big enough, you'll try to do in others what you've decided he wants, instead of actually trusting him to do it himself. I really feel for Christians whose Jesus seems so integral to personal salvation in the afterlife, and so irrelevant for the life we live now. He may be able to save souls, but he's apparently freaked out by a Muslim prayer breakfast or a gay marriage vote or a school prayer policy. Is that really God? Is that divinity? Is that the one whom the psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his hands"? Is that the God who spoke the world into being and calmed the seas and healed the blind and raised the dead? And I think in today's world, especially with all the news, I've actually stopped watching the news. I don't even watch it anymore. It's too depressing. And it makes me afraid of things that I probably have no control over anyway. So I don't see what the point is in watching it. And it's definitely helped me be less afraid. I don't read the news. If it directly relates to my life, I'll find out about it at some point. I'm not saying everyone needs to do that, but I think God, we can get hung up on the fears, and the media does tend to report a lot of negative things, things to make you think, oh no, we must protect ourselves, we must do this, and it's all about what can I do to keep myself safe, and yet God never tells us to keep ourselves safe. Self-preservation is not really in the Bible. It's all about what God can do for us. So I want to read a quote. I love quotes, and this one I really liked. It says, "I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that that which comes to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which comes to me as blossom goes on as fruit." And that's written by someone named Donna Markova, who I don't know who they are, but I liked their quote. And I want us to remember this week that God doesn't want us to be afraid of anything. And in the Bible, there are so many texts about not being afraid that I think God knew this was something that everybody was going to struggle with in life. And he's given reminders in every book of the Bible about why we should not be afraid to different people who face different kinds of fears. So this morning, I'm going to have the teens come up here, and they're going to read to you some of the texts about not being afraid. And I want you to maybe think about something that you are afraid of. It might be a little thing, or it might be something big. I want you to think about it, and I want you to, as they read these texts, just look for one that specifically touches you and what fears that you have in your life right now. So if all the teens could come up and help me
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
Psalms 56, verse 3 to 4. What time am I afraid? I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me.
Isaiah 54, 4. Do not be afraid, you will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace, you will not be humiliated.
1 Peter 3, verse 13 to 14. Going to harm you if you are eager to do good. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats, do not be frightened.
Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine.
Matthew 10, verse 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
Psalms 112, verse 7 to 8. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries.
Isaiah 40, verse 2 to 3. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, as the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour.
Romans 8, verse 38 to 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34, verse 4.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
Isaiah 35, verse 4. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with divine retribution. He will come and save you.
Psalm 23, 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous, and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished.
Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Isaiah 41, 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand.
Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
How's the girls listen to you this CD when they go to sleep at night? It's called Scripture Lullabies. And one of my favorite songs on there is called The Peace of God. And it's basically today's scripture reading. And this week, God has given me big blessings because one day I was rather frazzled about something. And Amity came up and sang this song to me to remind me not to worry about anything. And so we're going to use this as our closing song, but Isla and Amity are going to sing the first verse it through one time for us, and then we'll all join in for the second time the song plays through. Yeah. So if Isla and Amity can come up.
You need and thank him for all he has done. Don't you worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him.
Jesus.